I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. When it comes to extreme weather in the region, there's a new kid on the block, tornadoes. Maggie Mullen reports.
In June, photographs of an especially picturesque tornado went viral. The twister was called the Tornado of the Year by the Washington Post, but instead of happening in the usual twister hotspots like Oklahoma, it touched down in southeastern Wyoming. Meteorologist Bill Mokry with the National Weather Service in Cheyenne says tornadoes are becoming more common in Wyoming and Colorado.
For this stretch of the last 10 days, we have issued more severe weather warnings, including tornado warnings, than we really have in the previous 9 years.
He says that includes large hail and flash flooding, too. But Mokry says people should take advantage of the stretch of calmer weather in the forecast.
Review what preparations that you have and any sort of emergency plans that you would take in the event of, you know, a tornado or flooding.
Mokry says more research needs to be done in order to know what's behind the increased severe weather. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Fremont County Sheriff Jim Beeker resigned yesterday. The Gazette reports his resignation comes after a dozen deputies were placed on administrative leave last year, and he was the target of a failed recall effort. Beeker's resignation will be effective September 1st. If you're planning to go to the DMV this week, you'll have to wait, as all locations in the state of Colorado will be closed for upgrades to their computer system. Services will resume Monday, August 6th. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.